And we are back. You are listening to Davin's In on the Break. You were listening to Digny Fignus off of his album Talk of the Town. Some good stuff. Always good.
That's a nice tune. I like a mandolin. Good mandolin.
You don't get a lot of mandolin, do you?
Good mandolin. That's nice.
I love
good
mandolin. And those keeping score? Mandolin actually behind the keyboardist in band ranking.
I know we've
discussed band ranking.
I play the uncoolest instrument.
Except mandolin.
Except mandolin.
There you go.
There are others.
Yes, there are. So that was if you guys are just tuning in, we just had a great conversation about the Bo Bergdahl situation with Sergeant Joe Padula. I honestly think we were talking about this. This is, to use Joe's word, Joe Padula's word, one of the most authentic conversations you're going to have about this situation. Mm-hmm. Instead of these soundbite, cookie cutter, score political points because it's my guy or not my guy conversations, I thought it was a very good discussion.
Well, it was too much. So I was talking to Pip during a break. A lot of the dissension that we have in the country, while we're not getting things done, I believe is from the news talk shows, you know, not us included, but you know, like Fox News, CNN, all those shows where they're kind of dividing everybody. Everybody's in their own camps. And I think that's why we've had so much dissension in this country, because everybody's in their own camp.
I don't agree with you, you damn conservative.
Right. On that note, let's move on.
You're against Obama.
I hate everybody.
Yeah.
And they feel the same. Anyway, we move on. All right, so we do our little scam stuff?
Yeah.
Do some Scam Buster stuff? Scam Buster is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
All right. So I teased it at the beginning of the show. Joe doesn't even know where I'm going with this.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah.
He doesn't even know.
You piqued my interest.
I'm sorry we were boring you for the first two-thirds of the show.
Not that. Because we had so much good stuff and very good conversation.
Yeah.
And a lot of salient points made. I forgot about this other thing. It was a lot of good
stuff. Look at Joe, Mr. Diplomat,
yes.
Mr. I want to get the gig.
Look at this. I'm screaming this week, and you're the one being nice.
And I'm the one in a really bad mood. I really am.
Where the hell were you when I was taking the mic from the hand behind the curtain? Yeah. I couldn't use that type of button help.
Really?
He didn't know he was behind the curtain.
I know. It's like he's getting it. It's a hand.
Yeah.
You can tell how
we
femme the hand is.
We all came out of the closet, but we didn't know.
I'm not. I won't. We move on. All right. So I got a friend request from somebody in the comedy business who I really do not like, and the feeling is quite mutual.
I got one too.
Yes, you did. Now you know where I'm going with this. This person actually attempted to slander me a few years back.
No.
But his reputation is such garbage, and my reputation's pretty good,
so
that
it
didn't stick, but I still had to answer to some comedy bookers and agencies about this stuff.
How scummy.
He even the people who work for him, they don't really like him.
Wow.
And we haven't, I haven't dealt with him in years. So a couple months ago, I got a LinkedIn request from this person.
Huh.
And that was my response, and I kind of joked about it on Facebook.
I got another one today that I didn't respond to it.
From this person?
Mm-hmm.
How odd.
So a couple days ago, get a Facebook friend request from this person.
So did I.
Yes, you did. And and at the time, when I got this Facebook friend request, there was 20 to 30 people, and the Facebook profile was just born. Now, I believe this person has been on Facebook before. You know, that way he could keep track of his enemies or whatever the hell he does.
Stop them.
I know you are talking about me.
Who are you working for? I see where you are working for.
I requested you so I could look at your wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is a person whose voice we've done before. This person now starts accumulating Facebook likes. I noticed amongst these Facebook friends on this brand new profile, people that I know do not like this person.
How weird.
But
needs
because,
to work.
But
needs to work.
But, but because of what we do with the scamming,
yeah,
I'm suspicious. New profile, we don't like each other. He's requesting me. Then all of a sudden he starts adding up like all these like. Now all of a sudden, nice miss. But all of a sudden he's like adding all the, like every sports team in New York he's a fan
of.
Go
get it, Susie Snot Tissue. Yes. Pick it up, throw it out.
Even though I don't want to touch that, I put nasty things in my mouth.
Well, I didn't think you guys were going to pick up my snot tissue.
Yeah, Pippa threw an air snot ball.
Anyway. No 2 points.
So all of a sudden he's liking all the or liking all these every sports team, the Mets, the Yankees, this, that, the other. He also says that he one of his life events. Again, this profile is like a couple of days old.
Yeah,
that he's going to a school in New York, a university in New York. Now this person. He's a former accountant, and he's like in his 50s or 60s or whatever, because you can't kill evil. And and he's recently moved to Massachusetts.
So this is a red flag.
To me.
Yeah.
Not to Joe. Joe friended this person. So initially I'm like, really, Joe? Really? After all the nonsense we cover? Because we've dealt with this before, because remember several years ago, somebody did this to one of my friends.
Yes.
And there was the lottery scam, and I drove that person crazy with this, because they yes. were posing as a friend or somebody mm-hmm. I knew. And this person put up the worst picture ever of this awful booker attempting to do comedy in what looks like somebody's basement at a birthday party, making a spastic face. I think this might have been pre-Flipper. I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
And people actually had the balls, I guess, because as Joe said, to get work, to like this picture. So this is the only picture.
To like the picture.
Yeah, but you want to know something? When the things come up, well, friend request. Yeah, all right, cool. I, it's not like I requested it and then went on to the page.
No, but you no.
But you
but,
don't.
But that's the problem.
You don't get
you
on
should
the page.
Know better. Are you new? I mean, Joe, we do this every freaking week. We're trying to get this to be something. Joe, I had no idea. It seemed like a good lottery. What could possibly?
Oh, no, it's not like I'm falling into the antics.
You are. You fell hook, line, and sinker into the antics. But you did! You did, because you didn't do it going, I'm going to see what this is about. You didn't go, well,
but
this
it was,
seems legit.
It was just a request. It wasn't a request to lend money or...
Not yet!
But I wouldn't do it.
But no, but you should know. You should know. Brand new profile. Somebody I've known for years. Wait a minute. He hates these people. Because there was enough people there, and he hates enough of them that he hates. You should see that he puts up going to a CUNY school in New York. There's enough red flags. We talk about all the times to look for. So, you know, first, I see the Facebook friend request. I talk to like a real, you'll never get a load of this. Then I see stupid over there. Accept it. So I have a couple of options.
You'll get a load of this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course, you know, stupid.
I get a load of this. Do I call stupid while I'm in ShopRite? I go, really? And just chew them out?
No, I'm sorry, but somebody already does that.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, what's the
That's
matter?
Larry
you're a moron. You've been doing this show. Yeah, I got coupons. Hold on. Can I get a receipt?
Don't take Larry's stick.
So, yeah. There is nothing that leads me to believe that this profile is authentic.
The school thing would. Well, the whole thing is like, why? If you don't like me, why are you doing this? Well,
and Lisa, now makes the LinkedIn thing.
Lisa says, "Keep your friends close and your enemies close."
No.
So it's like,
No. No. He has no desire to talk to me. And I have less desire to talk to
him. Oh, believe me, if I was having a cocktail party, the two people I'd never have sit next to each other.
Oh, wow.
Because I see a food fight.
But it actually crossed my mind. Should I call this person? Why don't you? Because I don't want to.
Why does it sound like the slop towel?
What?
Why does it sound like the slop towel?
Slop towel sounds a lot like him.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
They both deserve to get shit on. But I don't want to call this person.
Nice.
I don't want to call this person and warn him. I leave that up to Joe. And if Joe wants to warn this person, because he's on good standing with him, one of the few.
Hmm.
One of the few, the proud, the desperate.
the hungry.
So if Joe would like to warn... Really? If Joe would like to warn me, Joe can call me. So you can warn him. But... I would like you, before you do that, to bait this person. I would like you to, because I believe this is an imposter, I would like you to engage in conversation and see what you can find. And once you determine if this should be bullshit, I would like you to see what type of antics we can get.
Well, some of my avails. If I pick up more work than just the imposter.
Right? I mean, what does this mean?
If you're treating with respect, you know it's bullshit.
That's that.
And I say, no, he's not a bad guy.
I'll tell you what, this scammer, he's not authentic. Much nicer than the real thing.
The scammer booked me. It better joints.
So, Joe, are you up to the task to engage as you would in with normal person?
Yeah, I'll take a whack at it.
Take a whack at it. And then if you determine that this is antics, then you can't let on to him that you know right away. You're going to ask him how his flipper is.
You're talking to Dick El Dorado here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need to go over this with you. I'm also talking to a person that sits across from me every week and didn't know it was a fucking scammer when he sees it. So sometimes forgive me if I feel the need to reiterate.
You know why? And I'll tell you exactly why. Because basically, I'm used to getting the scams as a private Facebook message. So when you get some woman going, "Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. I'd really love to talk to you. Please send me a message through Yahoo. Yahoo message me." It's like I'll sit and I'll look at. I know it's a scammer, and I'm like, "Do I have the time to?"
Right.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. I go, "Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I get in the hook. I don't know where my relationship with Mavis is going. Let me jump on a hook. Let me jump on a
only
hook.
One person does.
Right. Let me jump on a hook and see what I can do. And by the time I get to it, they've been taken down.
Right.
There's
right.
at least three of them that I was going
to
start.
But you need to be more as a member of this show. You need to be more aware of the different scams out there. Your guard should always be up.
Mm-hmm.
You should always be looking for BS.
Right.
So I need you to know that Lisa, one of the Denster, is jumping to your defense and is saying, "Well, it's just offense. He can unfriend the person, but it happens." But we shouldn't be doing this. We know better.
Yes, that's the thing. It's not like he's a civilian.
Wait, and she says, "You're correct. But it happens." She's so desperate to defend you.
No, I think what Lisa's thinking is, "I just did that last week." we make mistakes. But again, Joe deals with this horse shit every week.
It's like, you know, we're not superhumans, but we should know better.
I mean, people make mistakes, but Joe.
But I can have a scammer on my Facebook.
But I know they're scammers.
But the first thing I did, to be frank, though, the first thing I said is, like, he has a computer.
Of course I do. I type with one flipper. So we're going to find out. I might be wrong. Maybe it's not a scammer. Maybe he had a change of heart. And he wants to be pals.
He's
but, yeah, exactly. So Joe is going to engage as if this is the real person.
Yes.
And then if it can be determined that it is not, we shall have some more scamming the scammers.
Yeah.
A new storyline.
Yes.
So we welcome what you bring to us in the coming weeks, Joe.
And you could both talk in his voice the way you do.
Yes.
Nobody knows who that is anyway.
I do not know why somebody would want to be me. I do not even want to be me. I don't know.
That's what I gotta do a quick side story. Years ago, there was somebody calling an Opie and Anthony that was calling in as me, Foot. Plankfoot.
Really?
Calling in a Plankfoot. And people were telling me about this. Davin calls me up and goes, "You better listen to the radio right now." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because the guy pretending to be you is Plankfoot is calling in right now."
Oh.
And then Davin goes to me, goes, "You know what the saddest part is?" And I'm like, "What?" "He wants to be you."
That still holds true.
I go, "Yeah, Christ, I'd rather be Norton." I a little more clout.
That's hilarious. Wait, they knew it wasn't you,
they knew
though,
it was
didn't
me.
They?
They knew
oh,
it was me.
What were they just like playing with the person?
They playing along.
They knew, but Joe did not know that it was not me. Friend request. Why would I friend request? I would acquaintance acquaintance at best.
Yeah. Anthony threw us. I'm like, "Oh, you remember we used to hang out at Mike Cox's garage? Who's Mike?" And then, you know.
I see.
You throw an old, like,
if you were
old
speaking clear, if the person was speaking clearly, he knew it wasn't you.
True.
This guy's not stumbling. This can't be my foot that I love.
Lisa is still mumbling, saying maybe Joe is doing a covert op.
No.
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 Joe's got your back.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
Joe's got fans, but no. If you consider with this, I will. If you continue with this line of his defense, there will be punishment music.
Yeah.
You've been warned. We move on. So I look forward to what hopefully will be some fun antics, Joe.
Yeah, and you saw what how intense I was when you told me. I think you're being scammed by a hoo-ah.
Well, now you're aware. All right. So, shall we move on to the match.com?
Yes.
So, as I said at the top of the show, Evan Spencer, the attorney for match.com, which started as a $1.5 billion lawsuit with our girl Yuliana Avalos as the named class action suit. We got rid of her. Then it became a $4.5 billion lawsuit with Melissa Midwest class action.
Right.
And now this is the third attempt at it. This is the third bite at the apple. So now this is no longer a class action suit.
Oh.
That's gone. Now it is just Meltech, which owns the intellectual property of Melissa Midwest.
He's going to wind up in small claims court by the time he's done.
Hold on.
Not even Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. So, it's no longer, now it's just Meltech, it's no longer a class action suit, it's not even the porn star Melissa Midwest, because her and her husband Shane, they split up, and Shane got all the intellectual property. She willingly gave it to him. So now, we are down from $4.5 billion.
Lisa says, now it is $1 trillion.
Not a bad guess. What do you guys think the number is now? It is no longer $4.5 billion.
I say he's going for a million.
I was gonna say like 10 million.
10 million. It's 1 million and one. You win the showcase showdown.
I got the Wall Street No more laundromat. You're a god bum bunker.
It is. It is in the. It is in the range of 10 to 15 million. Down from $4.5 billion. $4.5 billion with a B. We're at 10 to 15 million now.
Wow.
So these are some of the things that are in his final attempt at this.
Yeah.
Because remember, Match has put a motion to dismiss.
Is this your final answer?
So this is the third and final amendment.
I hope in the brief pretty pleases in there, because that's where it's getting.
Not so much. this is some of the things in the complaint. The vast majority of all profiles and virtually all the most attractive and desirable are fraudulent and always have been. So Spencer just called the real people who use online dating sites ugly and undesirable. Way to get him on your side, pal.
Really? It's like, yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah,
puts that in writing. Doesn't somebody go, you know what? Maybe we should rephrase.
Yeah, really. Do you bring that up in court?
At this point, Joe's blogs are written better than these, than these complaints.
Yeah, Joe's briefs. Legal briefs.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let me just get out of the barrel and comfy up the pillow so you can jump right in.
Thank you. I was already in before you bumped up the pillow. You bastards.
Says Match uses profiles that the person has attempted to delete or hide, and this goes back to the 90s. Mm-hmm. So he alleges that people say, I'm no longer on Match. I don't want to use these. Get rid of these profiles. And Match keeps them up there. That's what he's alleging. He alleges that 75% of the profiles are fake on Match and all their other sites. It's not just Match.com. Alleges that two of the same fake profile picture with two different usernames were right next to each other. So you have two Melissa Midwest. And one is called Melissa Midwest, for instance, and one is called Melissa Southwest. And they're right next to each other.
They could be twins.
Wow. Double twins.
He alleges Match's computer-approved pings from international IP addresses and notorious proxy servers. He alleges Match generated false correspondence using plaintiff's pictures and made it seem like Melissa Midwest was part of it, so they would give, like, a wink or a nudge or, you know, something that would, like, I guess from these profiles that would make you think that Melissa is interested.
Oh, I say.
That's what he's alleging. Alleges Match generated false. I said that. Says Match has damaged the Melissa Midwest brand. Hold on right there. She's a C-rate porn star. Yeah.
Coca-Cola and Melissa Midwest.
It's like Coca-Cola versus the cola at Walmart.
Yeah. The only thing that's damaged on Melissa Midwest is her hymen. I mean, ridiculous.
Carrie climbs out of the barrel, looks down to Pip. There you go, woman.
I'll just sit here and knit. You guys, we'll play.
We'll do the show without you, dear.
No, we need her.
Wait a second, pass me down something to drink.
Here you go, here's some Mountain Dew. I'll spit some grape soda down at you.
Now this is like one of her videos.
Yeah.
Says, Match has damaged the Melissa Midwest brand and has led them to spend the last 5 years in damage control instead of growing the brand because they're getting all these angry emails and letters from people that feel like they've been duped by Melissa.
Okay.
Interestingly, though, this is kind of interesting. So you have all this damage control and everything. It was Spencer that sought out Meltech. It was not the other way around.
Hmm.
Avalos was damaged good. You're welcome. And he had to get himself another plaintiff.
Sure.
So he reached out to Shane, Melissa's ex-husband.
Right.
And everything. So it's not like Meltech was clamoring to be involved. Melissa Midwest, Melissa wants no part of this.
No.
It wasn't like Shane was looking to sue or felt like so enraged. Evan Spencer comes in and goes, hey, your ex-wife looks like she's got a bad issue and a bad record. How about her being a plaintiff?
Yeah. So like, hey, look at this car crash. Hey, dude, you look like your collarbone is a little unstable. Here's my card.
I don't want to be bothered. How much?
Yeah.
You know?
No, here's my card. Yeah. Really?
Says, Meltech generated $3.6 million in profit from 2004 to 2008.
How much?
$3.6 million.
Really?
Well, yeah, because she would have, like, the cam sites and everything, and, you know, videos and everything of her.
Hmm.
Wow, okay.
Now, Meltech, I'm sorry, Meltech is the Melissa Midwest's
ex-husband, owns
company.
All the intellectual property.
And that's the name of that, that's their LLC or company's
yeah,
name?
Yeah, Meltech, okay. And there's some other porn stars right. Under the Meltech umbrella.
That's a lot of money.
That's what he says. $3.6 million in profit from 2004 and 2008, and since then has averaged about $35,000 a year.
Because of the Match.com fake.
Yeah, yes. They blame Match.
It's not because they broke up and she doesn't want to do anything for Shane's company or anything. That's...
She's not even doing porn anymore.
She
hung up her hymen, Joe.
Yes.
The hymen is in the Hymen Hall of Fame. You can see it. You could go to Cooterstown and visit it right there.
Cooterstown. That coat rack is never going to be the same.
No.
Don't hang your coat on that rung.
No.
Nope.
No, but yeah, you can see the panties that have been soiled, you know, game used.
Oh, no amount of bleach.
She's retired from the business.
You see the sock come by to take a visit?
Good times.
We talk shop.
Hi, Sock. I missed you.
Me and you and Joe, we had good times together.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember him dreaming about me and you getting the brunt of it.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was out of the barrel.
It also does not take into account that the economy went to shit after 2008.
Right.
So it's blaming it all on Match.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Also alleges Match knowingly receives subscription fees from criminals.
Knowingly.
That's what they allege. Now, remember, in the past, they had had, in one of Spencer's poorly written press releases, they had had that he heard that somebody who knew the owner of Match.com says they do this on purpose. It was hearsay. Right, and this is in the press release.
And you put hearsay in that?
You know, that's just the whole point of this thing.
Now he's saying that this is going to be one of the witnesses. This will be one of the witnesses, the person who spoke with the Match.com.
Okay.
So, okay. I think the most breaking news out of all this is Evan Spencer is no longer using his AOL email account to get in touch with him. He now has evanspencer.com. Attaboy, big guy. Attaboy. You are Legitsky now.
Look who put on his big boy pants.
But if they have the person come in and say, well, I heard that Match.com was doing this, wouldn't that still be hearsay? Wouldn't they have to call in a person he allegedly heard this from to come in and testify?
Well, I mean, that's what they're going to call in. I mean, that's what you would have the owner of Match, presumably, possibly,
right,
under oath, possibly, and you would have the guy who said he heard this, and then he'd be examined and cross-examined, and you'd see what you'd get.
The guy who said he heard it from someone.
No, he heard, the guy said he heard it from the owner of Match.com.
Okay, okay.
He said he heard it from the owner of Match.com.
Okay.
So we will see.
They're going to throw – they're gonna what's going to be the end result is – and I think what Evan's end game – what I believe Evan's game is on this is they're just going to have Match.com just throw money at it to go away.
I don't – you know, here's the thing. as I've seen these complaints go through, he's tightened it up each time. He's this. There's a, this is a lot more valid now because he put it in the beginning that they could do image searches and everything, but he had a lot of nonsense in there in the beginning, and he had the wrong plaintiff. The journalist who I've become friendly with, who writes for one of the New York papers and everything, you know, off the record, his opinion is it's probably going to go nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, me doesn't know.
Do you think somebody that knows the law? Do you think if the way this brief has been tightened up, do you think the court would entertain this?
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of interesting things in here, but you know, this is the complaint has changed so drastically over the three times that the judge. I don't know this judge, so the judge might just go. You know what? Enough of this horse crap. And that was my concern. Initially, from the beginning, I said there's valid things here, but right from the you got the wrong plaintiff, and there's so much crap in here, and the money is so high, the judge might just be sick of Evan Spencer. He might be sick of the incompetence, and this might never get heard. Now the defense does want oral arguments, so they want to go on the record for this. I don't know what's going to happen if we do get a new if there is a court date. For oral arguments, I might go into the city and hang out in the court. And
how funny.
I want to see my boy Spencer do his thing.
Oh, that would be so funny to see him in person, right?
Diva Donnie actually said he wants to come with me and live blog from there.
Oh, how hilarious is that?
Let me know the date. I might take the day.
It might be a field trip for the
just
crew.
To have the show there.
That would be funny. It's like right now he's standing there, and we're like, you in the back.
No,
what are you
doing? Can't do a live.
You can't
show.
Do a
know,
live
I'm
show
kidding.
There.
I'm
can't
kidding.
Bring you can't even bring your damn phone in there.
I know.
You know. Listen, I've said all. Well, now I have to root for Match because he says, you know, if he gets any money, he's coming after me, Spencer. Because of what Avalos would have gotten. Although it's laughable because the current lawsuit looks nothing. Like the original lawsuit.
No.
So, I mean, plus other various defenses. He wants to wear me out for money and everything. He wants, you know, that's what he wants to do. Fine. So before, when I had no real rooting interest in who won or not. I just didn't want somebody who I think potentially could be involved with scammers. I didn't want to see them collect money.
No, absolutely not.
Now I have a rooting interest.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm hoping this gets dismissed. I think it is a shame because I think there are valid points. That being said, the problem with this whole thing is they put no responsibility on the people actually committing the fraud.
Right.
The scammers.
Right.
And no responsibility from the people who willingly gave their money. Say what you want that they're victims. There was never a gun to your head. It wasn't a bank robbery where there was a gun to your head. You made the decision under false pretenses, but you still made the decision to give your money. So to assume all the responsibility on Match.com for this
is a little crazy. I mean, like you said, that there is a bit of truth to it that, yes, they are providing cover for criminals. But in these lawsuits that have been brought up, there are so many straw men. The place is so flammable. This case cannot go to court.
There's too many loose ends.
It's too many loose ends. My problem, and I said it's a shame because I got attacked by some anti scammers when I came out against this thing because that's what they do.
Yes.
But the whole shame of this thing is I would actually like to see this play out in court, but I'd like to see it play out with a competent plaintiff's attorney. And with a tightened up lawsuit, with a sympathetic plaintiff leading a class action suit, and reasonable amount of money. $4.5 billion, when you can't prove $4.5 billion worth of damages, is absurd. it's absurd.
No, but it's nuts. You have to completely scald your crotch with McDonald's coffee to get that kind of dough.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm willing to do that.
I am too. I'll step up.
I'll get the coffee.
Me and the girl are ready. I'll get the coffee.
Joe, not so much. Shut up, step up.
I bet you would. Yeah.
Joe's favorite moment on the show. Kong's revenge.
Scalded cooter. Yeah. Anyone? Anyone? Yeah.
Show title, Cream and Sugar?
Nice. So we'll see where that goes. You guys have any thoughts on that before I move on?
He's got to tighten this up.
He can't tighten it anymore. He has tightened it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully the judge will look at this and go, enough. Enough. Enough.
Well, I mean, you know, Match, of course, has gone to dismiss everything.
Right. Know. But you got, you know, you've got this ambulance chaser that's going to come up in front of some of the most high-powered attorneys in the country. So it would be worth going to sit and watch this because it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how this pans out.
I do want to acknowledge something just on the about the show. I know at this point we usually do the Ann Jackson stuff.
Yeah.
Not going to do that this week. Taking a break from it. And next week... I'm not going to do Ann Jackson either, but I am going to have questions from him. Let me hold it. Just bear with me while I find his title, because I think this is very interesting. And it does tie into the Ann Jackson stuff, because, you know, we try to get answers.
Brown cotton.
Yes, Joe.
Brown cotton.
Brown cotton indeed, Joe.
Meanwhile, the chat is having a wonderful time picturing... basically they're riffing on Scalded Pussy here. But Trucker Tom goes,
that'd be a great name for a band.
It really would.
Pussy.
Scalded Pussy.
Trucker Tom says, I've got plenty of creams. It's just like
very nice, Tom.
Oh, by the way, I didn't get a chance to post it, but I will be posting the slop towel, the actual famous slop towel.
A picture of
the
actual
game
towel.
Used slop towel?
Nice. Yes.
Will that be going right next to Melissa Midwest Hyman?
Yeah. The actual slop could towel be? In action.
Well, in action.
In action.
You
could
see the sloppy Joe.
Yes.
Take that as the meat or sloppy Joe in action using slop towel.
Thank God it's a slop towel. We'd have to change the rating of our website.
Yes. So next week, I'm not going to do, I don't think I'm going to do Ann Jackson stuff either. I'm going to take a little break. But I am going to have, I hope to have them on the air. But either way, I will have answers to questions. And if you folks have any, you can let me know and I will send them to them from the Vice President of Cyber Investigation Response Team of Citicorp. So I have reached out to a member of the security department in the banking community, a major bank, one of the biggest banks in the United States, to find out what can't be done to get money back, what you should look for, and everything. Because we've been talking with Ann Jackson, and we don't get answers to everything. I don't know if we're going to get answers to everything now, but I thought it was important to bring this type of expert to the show.
Right off the top of my head is the fees that
I've already asked them.
So write down anything.
I'm assuming you did, but you know. That's going to pique my interest.
You guys can email me at davin@davincomedy.com if you guys have questions. davin@davincomedy.com, and I'll pass them over. Like I said, I hope to have him on the air, but if not, I will certainly have the answers to his questions. He might not be able to answer anything because it might depend from country to country, situation to situation, but I just kind of felt that it was important to have somebody with this expertise.
But as an expert, he should have what the average or the standard.
Well, he might not know. He might not know what the deal from Malaysia to Japan is.
But maybe he have the average countries. Usually, it's no fee or maybe two. You know, some to that effect.
Well, he might be able to
just general knowledge of what on the average it would be,
or maybe just a basic. No, that's completely unreasonable. That never happens.
Right, you know,
we don't know. But the thing is, I'm shocked. You're actually researching it with a banker rather than taking brown cottons or cotton brown or, you know, cottons.
I figured I figured one member of the show should learn from the lessons that we discuss every week. I figured I would.
Stepping up.
Joe, we were going to have you handle it, but you'd probably send money over to get the answer.
you got to get the job done.
What, $100 to get an answer? Sounds about right. Where can I wire this to?
The boss wants results on Tuesday.
Hold on, Joe's asking me for petty cash.
You're shitting the window with another gig. You know, you got to get this done. You know.
Funny.
By the way, the Den Pen is having a good time. Picturing.
That's not what we're here for.
How dare you?
Yes, at your expense, Joe, because they're wondering if we were going to post the business end of the Jizz Sock picture, and they're like in in action in high def?
No. No.
Why not? I'm a star, too. Without me, you're a frustrated, bitter old man. With me, there's 5 minutes where you're present.
There's actually a slop towel. There's no jizz sock. It's in Davin's mind.
No! Yo, you told me. That's not my boy. You're so full
bullshit.
Of shit.
Bullshit.
Don't you lie to these
you
people.
You brought up the jizz sock on the way to a show. You just brought up the character.
I did not. I would never use the title jizz. No. Do not lie to these people. Do not lie to these
pulling
people.
Pulling away the curtain. Pulling away the curtain. There's a hand holding a mic behind that one, too. Be steady. It's a man. It's a... Oh, never mind.
Thank you, sock. I mean... no. Towel. I mean...
No.
No.
It was used to be a stocking.
Until it got crunchy, now it's a full-fledged sock.
You will not diminish your sock. Do not spit, you bitch.
Asshole, don't think we can only take a sip.
I'm sorry you're parched. Forgive me for doing a show. Let me wait while you rehydrate, you motherfucker, you. Now I will go on with the show if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we do.
I sipped my drink.
Joe, I'm going to play theme music now. Feel free to have a beverage.
The next part of our little presentation to you folks will now be some theme music. Stupid, drink now.
Drink, drink now. Drink! Everybody drink!
Oh, funny.
All right. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. All right. When we last left off with my lovely girlfriend Belinda, it was March 26th of 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. And I had revealed to her that I was indeed working with the FBI.
Yes.
And that I was doing, because of all my work with fighting scammers. Yes. And my research, which I was doing on my own free time. But the FBI actually pulled me over when I was coming home from a comedy gig at a gas station. And Joe surmised I was wearing my cowboy hat at the time. And
probably correctly.
And I kind of hit Belinda with the double-edged thing that, you know, this is actually good news. Because if I do good work, I'm going to get paid really well. And then I'll have the money to either come to Ghana or you can come to me. And we can bring you and your daughter back. So if you could help me, I just need you to be honest. You know, if your family's involved. So there's money, there's this, that, the other. So that's where we were. You guys were pretty impressed with how well she responded to. Rather unfazed, I believe you thought.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, sell out your family and you can come be with me.
No, no. She says that her family's not engaged in scamming.
I know.
My whole thing was is that they deal with this all the time. And maybe it doesn't really faze them.
Yeah, Joe kind of felt that they didn't think I was part of the FBI. That they were kind of calling my bluff on that.
They're just like, yeah, okay.
And my argument was, I've proved every other nonsense in their mind. Why not this?
So let's go with that. And it just, why aren't they fazed?
She's a cool customer. Or she's got nothing to hide. She's got nothing to hide. Do your thing, my friend. Get that money. We're going to be together. I got nothing to hide. My family's clean.
Yeah.
She could be. Could. Mavis.
Benefit of the doubt.
Mavis, Joe's girlfriend, has admitted to these things and then said she didn't do it and then admitted again. But, you know, we don't know.
She could be clean. Not enough bleach in the world.
March 29th. So 3 days have passed. And remember, the last time, the 5 days
like
have passed.
Four or five, yeah.
So I'm not getting the conversations on such a regular basis now.
You're not getting the love.
Not getting the love.
Because somebody's in Ghana going, nah.
Which is the official language of Ghana.
Yeah.
Yes.
March 29th, she says, Happy Easter. It wasn't Easter, but she said Happy Easter.
Yeah, jingle bells.
Yeah. Are you Greek Orthodox or something?
Why not? She's tried everything else. I say, Happy Easter, how are you? She says she's fine and asks about me. I go, been better living, as they say. She says, good to know. I go, good to know that I am living? Well, otherwise, it is a ghost using my Facebook, or my Facebook is being hacked. What have you been doing these past few days? She goes, nothing interesting, just been with Granny and Kasha. So I ask her how she is, how they are. Excuse me, I ask them how they are. She goes, they are fine by the grace of God. I go, that's good. I tell her she seems busy. She says she's not, just lying on the floor and talking to her daughter.
Mm-hmm. For 3 days.
Daughter is quite the talkative chick.
Mm.
I go, cool, I thought I was going to talk to you on Wednesday. Guess you had other things going on. Just don't have anything going on, but not everyone can afford the luxury of the internet every day.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds like someone's a little jealous.
Jealous, dropping a hint.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I mean, it certainly says.
That, no, it's A or B.
You know
a
what,
or B.
Though? You want to know something? No, the whole I can't afford the internet or I got to go to the cafe or the luxury of the internet, that crops up every month or so.
This
it is, does. It's a recurring thing. It's not like a shocker.
No, it's not.
No.
She says, but I say, I hear you. That was my, I hear you. I go, you know I'm working on that, but my temper tends to get in the way sometimes. She goes, I hear you. I guess your temper is stronger than your will. I go, if you think that, then you do not know me at all.
Wow.
She goes, I'm just rephrasing what you said. If your temper gets in the way when you want to do something, then what is it? I go, my temper gets in the way when I or people I care about are treated like crap or disrespect. Most of the time, I am mellow, though my stress is going through the roof. She goes, I hear you.
Ah, so you said I hear you, so she's been parroting this back at you, like, sarcastically.
I got to tell you, you know, in these days when I'm not seeing her,
yes.
I'm missing her. I'm missing talking to my pal.
Yeah.
Wondering what the hell's going on. And this is not a very nice how do you do.
Yeah, but and the thing is, you brought up parroting, but parroting like sarcastically or parroting like, yep, I guess so. Like, you know, she's trying to cover her tracks.
No.
Or she's being very cautious.
I don't know if it's his reading of it, but
it
I'm hearing sarcasm.
You.
Yeah, but you said that, and that's kind of a...
I don't know what I hear you, she meant.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say that you were booking a room. Okay.
Hard to imagine.
And then, and I.
Does the mic go out?
No. I was, you were booking a room, and then you're not booking the room anymore. But let's say, now I'm booking. I stole the room for you. And you're like.
How dare you?
Yeah. Why not? And you go, and I had a show Thursday. How, you work Thursday? Yeah, yeah. How was the show? Really went good. Went good. Yeah, we had a couple of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know what you're saying.
Well,
I gotta
I'm
be
covering
honest.
My tracks, and I'm trying to gloss over the situation you're bringing up.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Just being matter of fact and
just
light.
Being matter of fact about how did the show? Oh, it was good. Yeah, we had good. Was it good? Yeah, we had. You know, you're trying to. You know something's up. I know that he knows I took the room, and he's like, so how did it go? Oh, my God. You know, I'm glossing over the fact, trying to get past it.
Yeah. You're
I think that's
fact.
What she's doing here.
I'm not thrilled with this.
No.
I go, I'm just sick of jerks wasting my time. She goes, and what does that mean? I go, what do you mean? Or what do you mean? What do you not understand about that sentence? She goes, who are the jerks and who is wasting your time? I go, a lot of people. She goes, like? I go, people in my business, people in my personal life. This is from like last March. I don't remember what was going on, but clearly I'm letting really what's going on in my life seep into this conversation with this person who I've spent all this time chatting with.
Joe and I both check our calendar books to see when
we
do.
No, I can last March around that 12th. Well, I don't know. I don't know about how everything's going there, but, you know, there's somebody in my hut that might be getting thrown out. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah. I didn't think about that when I was going over this tonight. But you know what? It's right around that time frame,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah.
You certainly were a royal pain in my ass. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, what?
How's the family? Good. Somebody of mine might be leaving. Yeah.
Who are the jerks wasting your time? Well, he's thinking that. No, I didn't think of that.
Oh, that correlates pretty good. Why am I laughing? I'm the jerk.
Funny. Where's that kill? You scored your own ball.
Yeah. Wait.
I don't know if this is it, but it is around that same time when you were a pain in my ass. So, yeah, things were probably, yeah. I don't. It might be. Might not be.
Here's a new career.
No, it was around that.
It was around March. I don't know.
It was around that time. It was around that time. I know for a fact.
Well, Joe, get out of my bit. Anyway. I go, people in my business, people in my personal life. She goes, I hope I'm not included.
No, sweetie, you're okay. Stupid over here is in trouble. Yeah.
Remember Dick Eldorado? We won't be hearing from him no more.
Well, on another station you might, but no.
No, it's never going to get posted. We're never going
to No one will ever
He might
hear
be
it.
Doing a show with three idiots, but nobody's ever going to hear it.
Prologue. Subsequently, Dick Eldorado never got off the ground. He got called when we got iHeart.
It was like the sequel to Joni and Chachi. Oh,
what? There
the
was?
The sequel to the sequel.
Yeah.
I go, you're only included if you're wasting my time and causing me distress. She goes, do you think I'm wasting your time? You know what, Joe? This really might be about you.
I'm sitting there quietly.
It wasn't about you.
No.
I'm just like.
Oh, God, that's funny. Well, now we can laugh.
Now that we don't have Joe's better-looking, more talented replacement doing the show with us. No, I'm saying now that we don't have Joe.
Oh, right.
We didn't wind up losing you.
Okay.
English is challenging. Sometimes people don't understand.
No, some of the innuendos are.
Talking's hard.
Clearly. Anywho.
She goes, do you think I'm wasting your time? I go, I would like to think not. I would like to think you love me. She goes, what do you really think? I go, what should I think? She goes, don't know. I go, I was not expecting that from you. Then what were you expecting? We've been through this. A lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of typical scammer stuff questions.
And a lot of guilt being thrown back at you.
Yeah.
Very big pattern with them.
Yeah. You're
yeah.
Right. I go, I really was not talking about us. I thought we were fine. She goes, we are, but I didn't think you were convinced about that. I go, well, everything is complicated in my life. Why shouldn't we be as well? Still, I continue under the assumption that you do care about me, and we are working towards something, especially now with my new pressures. She goes, what new pressures? The ones I told you about, which are the FBI and everything.
Right.
I really can't divulge more. I just need to produce. The more I learn, the more I see the damage that has been done to the weak, the more my stomach turns, the stronger my will. She goes, okay, I guess you're doing your best. I go, my best at what? She goes, at what you were doing.
She's feeling you out.
Yeah, but this isn't like Belinda.
No, it's not.
No,
I almost feel like...
It's a new writer.
I almost feel that way. Is it coming across like it
might? Yes, it is.
Which could be. Again, we have no way of knowing. But this is on the heels of the FBI, out of action for 3 days.
But still, I think that maybe it could be. But on the other hand, it could be her, him, whoever, feeling you out. I mean, you laid down a lot of heavy stuff. Now, you're back talking
again. 3 days later, they should have their shit together.
Well, you'd hope, but you'd think, rather.
Right, but they want to hear where you're coming from to answer your questions and not divulge a little more.
Yeah.
But that's not like Belinda.
It's not reading.
It is
it's
like,
not reading
it is
right.
Like, yeah, but it is like somebody that's if somebody tells you, you know, FBI, blah, 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 if you're going to be in contact, you're gonna be pretty damn guarded.
Yeah, you're going to hold your cards to your chest.
And you're not really going to show your cards until you're kind of questioning.
But she's not even talking. But she's not even really.
She's not even having a conversation with
you. Not even about us. I'm not even talking about the FBI.
It's very short. So what? What are you saying? Okay, I hear you. It's like short patter, like the nothingness.
But it's like,
I'll talk.
But let's say you're dealing weed or something like that, and there's a rumor around going.
Okay. Why not, Joe?
Well, let's say you're dealing weed. And you know, you hear some guy, hey, that guy might be a cop, you know?
Right.
So, and the guy goes, hey, how's it going, man? Hey, what's happening, you know? You got any smoke? Well, no. Why would I have smoke, you know?
Yeah.
What
do you need, a cigarette? I got some Marlboros,
You're being pretty damn guarded. You have a suspicion of something. You're being pretty damn guarded on what you're going to say.
So you think this might be her, and she's just... It's a natural reaction.
She's not showing her cards. She wants to see where you're. You gave out some heavy stuff, dude. She wants to see where you're coming from.
Okay.
And she's playing it by ear.
So far, I'm feeling different writer.
It's crossed my mind.
And you want to know something? Even if a different writer, they're playing it by ear. I mean,
but if it's a different writer, that's important.
Yeah.
All right. So I go, my best at what? She goes, what you're doing? I go, I'm trying to. The pressure is intense. I'm no longer drinking, so I'm dealing with all of this sober, which is very hard for me. Because remember, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Yes, you are.
I have nobody to hold. I feel isolated. She goes, we'll always be here for you.
All right. Now, that answer, when you're saying it could be somebody different, that right there is... It could be somebody different because the way that answer, that's kind of a cold, a colder answer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's colder or not. Then I'll be, isolated.
But my love, you mean the world to me. You know, it's from all the conversations, more guarded. I mean, more guarded. But, you know, I think maybe they put somebody, I think they got the boss out of the office and put him on air for that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I want to hear more.
Oh, well, okay. I go, that's nice. But in reality, as much as I wish to be in your life and a part of it, I am nothing more but a rectangle on a computer screen. She goes, okay, if you say so.
I got a question. Everybody in the chat, what's your thoughts?
Well, Sharu is saying, I'm with Joe on this. Lisa, I looked down after I had said, it sounds like a new writer. She says, sounds like someone new before I even said it. And Tom's like, I'm thinking different writer too. And Lisa said, it just seems like a different person has taken over. So,
do you folks feel that they're not only new, but being guarded in their questions is guarded?
Well, that's what Sharu was saying.
If they were guarded. New, then they would be more guarded because they don't have the history and the banter
right.
that me and Belinda have.
Yeah.
Maybe they put the new person in there so they would be guarded on purpose.
Could be.
Yes.
Maybe Belinda got called into the office. Go, hey, what are you doing over here?
Right.
What are you doing?
Because we can't let people in the back. So put somebody new in there that's going to be like, well, and there's no chance of them... Of answering questions that they can't answer.
And by the way,
don't know the backstory to begin with.
This is March 29th. This is the first time in months, since 2012, that we felt there was a new writer.
Yeah. It was a long run with the other person. And,
now,
all
and
of
we
sudden,
still don't know, but...
No, but I'm getting this. Huh?
Oh, and believe me, I catch on, because you folks know when you go... All the scamming clips that are on iHeart, I edit. I spend hours editing this stuff. So I hear the conversation, and I know, and me of all people, I know the pattern of conversation is totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different tone. Totally different.
Yeah. And Trucker Tom says, rectangle on the computer, she's SpongeBob SquarePants? No, he's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
I go, well, that sounds like I've irritated you. She goes, not really, but I guess reality is a tough thing to be faced with. I go, it is the reality, isn't it? She goes, yeah. Well, that's consistent. We got a lot of yes out of this chair.
Yeah.
I go, so what should we do? She goes, don't really know. What do you think? More questions.
Mm-hmm.
I go, not sure. I go, are we on a path to something good, or do you want something a lot easier and more certain? She goes, just tell me what you think.
That's not her. She's got
not
an
the
opinion.
Girl I fell in love with.
Now tell me what you think.
She's got an opinion, and she would say.
Yes, yes.
You
I mean,
know?
After all that dialogue, after all the backstory,
yeah,
tell me what you, what do you mean, tell me what you think.
Where do you want to go tonight? I don't know, where do you want to go? No, who's
it's
this?
It's still like, is the pattern
maybe
she, is still there?
Maybe Belinda's being written by a Jewish man now. Everything's in the question. How should I feel? Why don't you tell me how I should feel?
Why should I come to the States?
You know? You want I should ask for some money?
Yeah.
Did I?
Some of us can't afford internet. If you don't think it's important, then who am I to complain?
But I think...
They got the Jews writing now.
Yeah, well, and didn't even know that they were talking to a
Jew. They're using my own people against me.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But you know what? I think we can all agree that regardless, her being guarded or somebody new, questions are being very basic.
Yes, very basic.
And short-ended.
This is after 3 days of not talking.
Yeah. I mean, if I was actually in love with this person and we're talking, and these are the cold, very, I don't know, what do you think, kind of answers.
You would
I'd be
think
like,
you're at my house.
Funny.
Yes, I would. Are we married? No.
Well, Joe's good at gutters. Maybe you should have him around some.
Yeah, you're not going to do a like little Celtic square dance on my roof, are
no,
you?
No, I'm too busy slamming my thumb with the fucking hammer and cursing and almost falling off the ladder.
I can deal with that.
Planes.
Yeah, swatting the planes.
I got to tell you, I'm reading this at the, you know, you're, I don't think I was happy about it then.
No.
I think I'm very not happy.
You should be.
Yes! My bullshit relationship is not going well.
Sharu says, I think it's a feller.
Well, it could be, but we know there's definitely a real girl involved.
Yeah.
We know that. I've seen her. I've spoken to her.
Things gotten very
Tom's
got to
go nighty-night.
Nighty-night, Tom.
Night, Tom.
Good night, Tom.
Truck looks good, babe.
Dark green.
She goes, just tell me what you think. I go, Belinda, I had a very hard and confusing night, and I am on little sleep. My head is spinning. Do you want a picture in a box on a screen, or do you want something else? You there?
Is this thing on?
She goes, I want you. Guess I should be back later then. See you. Also have some things to do. I go, I do not. I was waiting for you. I thought your signal got messed up. I'm glad to hear you say that. Are you there? She goes, I'm here, has some things to do, see you when I'm done. I go, what? Okay, I go, okay, what are you going to do? Asked the little rectangle on your phone. She goes, have to wash the bathroom and a couple of things. I go, I wish I could take you away. She goes, maybe one day you can. See you later. Bye. I go, bye. I go, and there's no maybe about it. It will happen. And
who wrote that?
I wrote that to her. There's no maybe about it. It will happen. And then she wrote, guess you are not here. See you later then. I go, hi. I go, this is later on. I go, hi, on the way out. Why do you always say see you later when the message just arrives? She goes, I'm not seeing you online. She goes, oh, I was here. Running late. Got a long drive. Catch you tomorrow. Sweet dreams, love you. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet dreams, love you. She goes, now I can see you. I go, odd. She asks me where I'm going. I go, work. Bye. Bye. So that was March 29th.
And she didn't say love you back.
Good pickup. She did not say love you back.
No, she didn't.
Hmm. Well, this is not good.
I mean, if I text Mr. Helix and I'm like, hi, honey, love you, see you later. And he's like, see you later. I'm like, he didn't say he loves me back. I mean, I know he does, but it's like, you know, those are the little things that you do when you're like all lovey-dovey and mushy stuff like
not
that.
Not in my house.
Sorry, honey.
Maybe you got a different writer as your wife.
Mm. I got to talk about the mosquito squad next week.
Oh.
No, we'll talk about that next week.
Interesting.
We'll
talk about
that. I thought I mentioned it last week, and I missed it on Chit Chat, but I'll bring up the mosquito squad next week.
So, what do we think? We got somebody new here?
I feel like it. Or something is drastically different.
My thought, somebody new because they needed to be guarded in their answers and not know any of the backstory.
Certainly disconcerting.
Sharu says, doesn't want to continue.
What do you mean doesn't want to continue?
Well, I guess...
I don't know what that means.
I'm guessing that Sharu's saying that this person is kind of like...
Am I getting dumped?
I'm so done with this crap.
Oh, well, that would suck.
You can't, you know, you can't sit there and shake the pot the way you did last week.
Well, I always have.
Not like that.
I've always done it. What do you mean not like that?
It when you were,
yeah.
You were more blatant last week about doing that.
With the FBI?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big gun.
I said last week in the tease, potentially a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, yeah, you
should. Did I go too far?
But that remains to be seen.
Sure, Lisa
point,
says.
Joe.
Lisa says, "Sounds like it. Like you're being dumped." And Sharu says, "New or she's being watched."
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's a great take.
Yeah.
That's a great take.
You know, and that kind of goes.
That's a great take.
That kind of goes to what Joe said earlier. You know, she might have gotten maybe the reason why we didn't hear for 3 days is she got called in the office. Hey,
yep.
You're spending hours. And dollars on this
no
guy.
No results.
That's a great.
And
take
you're a little
on
too.
That.
You're a little too nice to him.
Think you're liking him a little too much. Ever since that video chat, you know, things have been different for me because we've been with all my nonsense, we've been close.
Yeah. No love you buy. None of that stuff.
Yeah. She's all of a sudden she's backing up.
Well, I guess we'll have to tune in next week to see if I get dumped.
Sharu says maybe she was punished and is afraid of saying anything wrong.
That would go against the thing where we kind of figured they want to marry her off to me. Maybe they're a little. Well, maybe now he's got the FBI involved.
Yeah.
No. We're not letting you go over there.
I'm even going to be an advocate. I'm going to throw another log on the fire. Maybe, and going with you, oh, she's a real woman. She loves me and stuff like that. Maybe they don't want her on there. And then she wanted to go on just to talk to you and, you know, and feel you out. A lot of variables.
Yeah.
Have to see.
This is a terrible cliffhanger. I want to hear more.
It certainly does seem.
You'll have to tune in next week.
Yeah, sure.
You'll have
to be here. It certainly does seem that my revelations last week have changed things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You shook the pot.
Yeah.
And this is something that could affect their livelihood.
But last week you guys felt like she handled it pretty cool. Now you're thinking I might have done some damage.
Well, don't forget, last week it was going back and forth, and you're like, well, honey, I feel, and I'm going to, oh, well, that's a great thing you're doing, dear. I love the, okay, then you have a 3-day break where she's got time to do that. So she's going, that's great, good. I don't like, you know, that's a good thing you're doing, blah, blah, blah. She gets off the computer. They got problems.
She's got to get a report.
They got
and
problems.
And they're like,
now.
What?
And you got to figure it out. You got a 3-day break. And now, when you start the correspondence up again, they either have somebody new on there that's got to feel you out and, you know, and take everything very gingerly.
And remember, I also pressed last week, and we didn't talk about it this week, and then we'll get out of here. I also pressed last week about being on her real Facebook page with the with the friends
and the family.
Exactly. The
And that's always been a sticking point. We just to touch that briefly, she wasn't thrilled with that.
Right.
Now, if you're in love and you're crazy and you can't live without each other, it should have happened months ago, a year ago.
It's unreasonable that you
Well, we weren't
be.
Talking a year ago, Joe.
Well, Sharu was
who,
like...
Who, us or us or that?
Either one. You can't go wrong.
All right. But besides that, whatever that time frame was when the love and I can't live without you and all that started, it should have been at that point. Why wouldn't it be at that
Why
point?
Why wouldn't it be? Sharu said, "More, please don't leave us hanging." Sorry, that's how I feel.
No.
Well,
you've got to tune in next week.
Joe. You have to tune in next week. We've still got more of this to go. We might even have more stories from Joe and his new scammer friend.
I mean, when they shot JR, people were, they shot JR. I'll tell you who did it next. Nope, you've got to wait.
That's why this is the best bit in radio.
That's right.
It is. I mean, I'm dying.
No, we don't want that to happen. All right. Guys, it's been a fun show. Let's thank some people for letting this happen tonight.
Yes, please.
Of course. And I'm wearing their shirt tonight.
Very nice.
Wearing my lovely Success Martial Arts t-shirt. Love Success Martial Arts because they're a great dojo. Great for learning karate and self-defense. You could do it by yourself. Or I've seen actual families go through the ranks together, which is kind of cool. Skylar wanted me to do, when she joined karate, wanted me to do it with her. I did not. Perhaps I should have. But it's just a great family environment. So you go to Success Martial Arts, if you want to find them online, you go to smacenters.com. They're in Goshen, New York. If you want to learn more, you call them at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. And I got to tell you, they got Sensei Ferdico is tremendous. He's the owner and everything. Love Russ. And they also got some great great teachers. And the cool thing is, Russ is the only male instructor now.
So really?
His other instructors, which are really good, are females. So a lot of times girls, they're like a little intimidated about doing karate like we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Don't have to be intimidated anymore. You got kick-ass females.
That's nice. Nice so, role models.
Yeah. So really good stuff. So if you're in the Orange County and you live anywhere near Goshen, New York, and you're thinking about taking some self-defense and martial arts, can't say enough about Success Martial Arts. Talk about can't say enough. Great Italian food. You want to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey? Mm. It's authentic Italian food. It's not none of this, like, you know, out of the Ronzoni box or stuff that I would cook.
The Ronzoni box? Might as well stay home.
That's what a lot of these places do.
Yeah.
You know, you pay top dollar for some crap Italian food.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen at Francesco's. It's a fair price.
So good.
And it's quality food.
Yeah.
You know, and they got the private party room upstairs, got a lot of graduations now and all that good stuff. So you can use that. You can have dinner downstairs in Woodland Park, New Jersey. You want to find them at 568 McBride Avenue. You can have them cater events. You want to call them at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. Again, this is Francesco's, and you can look them up online at francescos-restaurant.com. And, of course, don't forget to ask them about their next comedy night. Goldberg's. Just ate at Goldberg's on Saturday.
Really? What'd you get?
What did I get? I got a salt bagel with vegetable cream cheese.
Yum.
The wife got an egg salad whole wheat bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter got a butter non-toasted bagel. So, you know, a lot of times we go there, we get the big deli sandwiches because they got the bagels and the deli sandwiches. This time we went the bagel route. Good stuff.
But you know what? When you have really good bagels like theirs, you don't really need to put a lot of stuff on it. But it's like it's your option to put more stuff on it.
Oh, they always give you a good portion.
But they just taste so good, just plain.
Yeah. I mean, it's authentic. It's authentic New York City bagels in Orange County.
Oh, I want one of their bagels right now so bad.
And, of course, you know, they have the great deli sandwiches. They have the specialty sandwiches like the Zombie and the Bronx Bomber.
Mm.
And, you know, they're open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can go there as early during the week. You can go there as early as 5. And on the weekends, get there at 6 a.m. And they close at 6 p.m. So you really can't go wrong with Goldberg's in Chester, New York. You just go to them at 69 Brookside Avenue. Or you can call them at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And, as always, if you're a veteran like Sergeant Padula.
Yes.
Or not a deserter.
Yes, or a fan of the show, like Sergeant Padula. You mentioned that. You get 10% off. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Sharu was just a recipient of this company's product, Surf Easy. VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your privacy and online identity. She got the total package, so she can have all of her gadgets protected for a year.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Surf Easy, what it does is it wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP. So even the people who host you from spying on your online activities, and it secures you in public hotspots, which is always good. People always take their gadgets with them wherever they go. And it also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from sites you visit. We know a lot of our anti-scam friends go deal with unsavory sorts, you know, when yes. they're scam baiting. Or
unsavory sorts.
Yes. Yeah, they're dealing with some unsavory bad sorts. People.
They're completely unsavory.
So it's, you know, actually, you know, maybe Joe wants to download the Free Surf Easy version when he starts to deal with the scammer that he might be dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can't go wrong with SurfEasy. Just go to SurfEasy.com. Like I said, they have the free downloads, and they have the $50 1-year total subscription that Sheru just won, which protects her tablets, her phones, her computers, protects her with everything. So good job to Sheru. Again, of course, my company, Side Spinning Productions, we got a comedy show going on right now. We've got a fundraiser for the PBA, as I speak, at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey.
Nice.
We'll have a regular show there at Andiamo next week. But yeah, Side Spinning Productions, you need comedian, DJ, murder mystery, you go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up at 551-404-3094. Pip. You said that Mr. Helix was someplace?
You know what? I thought that he was, but I don't see it online, so I could be mistaken.
I know Joe's got stuff going on. What do you got, Joe?
Race Odyssey this Thursday at Revolution. We're opening up by 4x4 for Fate. Guys,
by way, who?
They're actually called 4x Fate.
4x Fate.
Yeah, these guys were in Ace Frehley's band. Frehley's Comet.
I know you're a big fan.
Wow.
Can't wait to hear that story.
He also played in, one of the guys used to play in, I forgot the name of the band.
A hell of a plug, Joe.
on the Wasp. He used to play Wasp.
Oh, okay, cool.
And stuff like that. We're opening for him. Nice early show. We're going on. It's 8 o'clock. Nice. It's going to be at over in Amityville, New York, Race Odyssey at Revolution this Thursday the 5th.
How long of a set you doing?
We're doing about a 30-minute set.
It's a nice set.
Yeah, we just had rehearsal last night. We had all this, you know, got all the
so then they take like a half-hour intermission and the 4x Fate comes on, or is there other bands?
Richie Scarlett is going to be playing. He's going to be playing after us, and then 4x Fate's coming on. Very good place, nice place. Very good staff there, very good crew. I enjoy playing there, so it's going to be a fun night.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Hope that goes good.
Yeah.
Well, if not, it's better for the show.
Yes. Yes.
Let's look on the bright side. This Saturday, I will be in Bloomfield, New Jersey at the Avenue Steakhouse. For info, call 973-429-0695. 973-429-0695. Again, we want to thank Sergeant Padula.
Yes. It was so great to hear from you, Joe.
Next week, we are going to do the Worst Fathers Countdown. It's our last countdown, I believe, of 2014.
Yeah, because, you know, we're done with all the Hallmark holidays after that.
Yeah, we're done with so we'll do the Worst Fathers. It's always a fun show. Also going to have the information from that bank security vice president.
Awesome.
Which is going to be very informative, and we'll pick it up with Belinda, since there seems to be the demand.
Yes.
Yes.
So thank you guys for hanging out, as always. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening, guys.
Good night, folks.
Good night.